With cold front number one, we've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North wind to 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chance of some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Juliet Brooks. Here's a look at some of your Friday headlines. As expected, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will attempt to win back his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, possibly replacing Democratic Senator Doug Jones, who won that seat back in 2017. He released the video announcement Thursday on YouTube. Sessions long held that seat before he stepped down to serve as President Donald Trump's first attorney general. Here's a breaking news update. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Yazid was captured by U.S. Marshals early Friday morning in Escambia County, Florida. Police say that after looking at the evidence in the case, they determined Yazid was in the same location where Anaya Blanchard was last seen and was involved in taking her against her will. Those are some of your Friday headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump has been ordered by a New York state judge to pay $2 million for improperly using his Trump Foundation charity to further his 2016 presidential campaign.
The U.S. and China agreed to roll back punitive tariffs, but only if they reach the first phase of a trade agreement.
There could soon be another Democrat running for president. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg rumored to be jumping into the race.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
Juul has now said it will stop selling mint-flavored pods, which have become popular amongst teenagers. The move precedes an anticipated federal flavor ban.
Two little kids in Connecticut are safe after the SUV they were in was stolen while mom went inside a school. The vehicle was found abandoned the next day.
They're down in a long one. Jacobs back in the game. The rookie for the touchdown. The Raiders are going to go to 5-4.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe-aux-Hope. Now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe-aux-Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared. So we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is down 31 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
The background. 54 degrees outside. Gonna be chilly willy. Definitely, Jack Campbell was talking, definitely chilly weather. I'm gonna cook some chili with my steak.
Oh, yeah.
Can you pop me up a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Much better. Yeah, the low tonight gets down to 38, which is like perfect weather for me. That's sleeping weather. That's like getting underneath the blanket, the weighted blanket, and just go out. Like a light. That's what I did yesterday. I had a great time yesterday. Let's see, 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reminder, and as soon as I get my computer rolling here, I'll give you the telephone number, but they have the $25 Boston butt, $16 ribs, and it's the slab of ribs that are St. Louis-style, slow and long cook. They are great, and that Boston butt is fabulous. If you're going to be watching LSU-Alabama or any game for that matter, it will be great that you have Troy. He's playing down in Troy. If you Troy fans want to pick one up, you need to make the call now so you can get it for this weekend. The telephone number, ready to copy? 280-3276, 280-3276. Now, if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in the drawing twice. We do that drawing today at 2:30 to 2:40, and it's considered the best giveaway in the River Region.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, I've been in this business now 8 going on 9 years, Dan. I can say from experience, the best giveaway.
There you go.
Beautiful giveaway. Wonderful giveaway.
Did y'all carry Trump's little presser there?
No, we got, as Jack was telling you off the air, we were getting into the fall of the Berlin Wall and the anniversary coming up tomorrow. Right. So we started playing, there's an interview Peter Robinson did, the speechwriter for that Tear Down This Wall speech, and there's about a 4-minute clip about him telling where that phrase Tear Down This Wall came from. And it's just a fascinating story. I love it.
Yeah, it's that was a great event. I was lucky enough to do that event, and it was quite a moment. When we would do an event, we would go back and look at videotape of the past. So we did the famous "Ich bin ein Berliner" speech from JFK. So we looked at that, so we could kind of see what they did and what can we improve on. Because of security threat we had, if you look at the film of it, he's behind a bulletproof wall of glass that's there. And then there's what are called kick plates behind him, so you can't shoot through the back of it or through the side. And it was a very hard thing to build. Very hard thing to build. Hmm. But those little Germans are pretty ingenious what they can do. And they worked extremely well with the Secret Service. Because back during the old days, those big glass panels weighed about 300 pounds, one sheet. And I think we had six all the way across, because you had Helmut Kohl, you had Tensor Kohl, you had the president, you had a bunch of dignitaries back there. So we weren't just trying to protect one person. It was hard.
You know, the one part of the Peter Robinson story, and it made me think about what's going on today with this president. Peter Robinson, as he's kind of looking over Berlin, trying to come up with the words to use and to really fit Reagan, he said the American diplomat there in Berlin told him, don't mention the wall.
Yeah. Exactly right, and Reagan said, to hell with that.
Right, and Robinson knew Reagan obviously wouldn't want that, but it's amazing that the American, don't you dare do this. I know the people here, and it reminds me of the current foreign service officers taking on this president.
Well, when he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, that crowd went absolutely nuts.
They really did.
Absolutely nuts. And, yeah, if I don't know what that story said, but did it say that Reagan's the one that put that in there?
Robinson said he was at a dinner that people, some locals put together, and it was a elder German woman who had lived there under the occupation. And she said, I wish they, he brought up what the American diplomat said. Y'all don't care about the wall. He said it was silence at the dinner table. And this one woman kind of put her one hand into a fist and slammed it into her other hand and said, just tear that wall down. And that's where Robinson thought of it. And the other advisors to the president were like, we can't have that. And Reagan was the one.
Reagan's the one that put it in there.
Yeah, Reagan's like, no, this will be
this
here.
Goes in there, yeah. And that's why we chose, I mean, we could have done a lot of different places, but mm-hmm. we chose that because of the wall, because that was going to be the centerpiece of the speech. But funny stories where we pull into this gigantic plaza that's there, and we went through Checkpoint Charlie, went into, you know, East Berlin, which was really weird. It's like, it was such a pall over it. It's like people did not look happy. Grass was dead. Mm. People had this kind of ash look.
Right.
You could really, it felt like a spiritual warfare. And I literally said, we got to get out of here. This isn't any fun. This isn't any good. You can't go but 3-5 miles, I think, in as far as you can go without having some. But we had diplomatic passports, which was good. But to Russians, that could mean nothing to them.
Well, and wasn't that the place where you've told me the story where you had a lot of fun because you knew the Russians were listening in?
We did that. Well, that was actually in Russia then in China. But what happens, we pull up in this motorcade, and so it's this gigantic plaza, and there's the wall. And so there are guys up sitting on the wall, and they're looking through their binoculars, and they see us pull in, and then there's another person will show up, and then another person showed up, and then a camera guy shows up, and they're filming, and they're talking on the walkie-talkies while we're down there doing this stuff, because they obviously didn't have knowledge of it. They didn't have knowledge of it. So Deaver says, we're walking back to the car. On three, I want you everybody to turn around and give them one. You can imagine what that means. So we're walking. Yeah, we're walking back to the car, and Deaver goes, 1, 2, 3. And we all turn around, and we go, yeah, you got it. And some Russian, Harvey Buffalo, who he was our admin person there. He's a Moscow embassy person, but we weren't going to Moscow at that time, so we would use him and place like this. So he told us what to say in Russian, not that my Russian, other than yet. Detente. Very yet. Very limited. But we did that, and so after we went, yeah, type of thing, we looked at them, and they were sitting there looking through their binoculars, and they stopped. They pulled their binoculars down and looked at us, pulled their binoculars back up. And Deaver got the biggest kick out of that. He said, somewhere we're on film doing that in some KGB office somewhere that they're looking at this type thing. But we had so much fun doing that.
That's great.
That was a great, great, great event. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers, let Joey know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And your name will go in twice, but any caller can get in anytime during the day you can call in. Just talk to us. Don't just kind of, I don't know what to say. And just say something to me. Say something to Joey. And then we'll get your name in. We're going to do that drawing from 2:30. Let's see here. Man, Sessions on Tucker last night.
Yeah, that was...
announces on Tucker, right? The first thing, I admire Tucker for the way he handled this. Let's listen in.
Until not long ago, he served as Attorney General of the United States. Tonight, he's speaking on camera for the first time since he left the Trump administration. There are currently rumors swirling that he could run for the Senate seat that he held for 2 decades. Will he do that? Jeff Sessions joins us on set tonight. Are you running for Senate?
Yes.
We'll file our
papers tomorrow.
You are running for the seat that you held. You were, I think, after the coach of the Alabama football team, the most popular person in the state when you left. Do you regret that you left in the first place?
Well, I had a great tenure at the Department of Justice in so many different ways, and I don't ever worry about regretting things like that. We were able to serve, be able to push the Trump agenda and do in an honorable way, and it was actually a great experience. I spent 15 years in the department.
Yep.
So I don't regret that, and it was an honor to serve, and I am, it's not my seat in the Senate, but I believe I have something to give. I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing, and if I think I can contribute to that.
As you listen to this interview, and also what Ed Henry is going to talk about on Sessions, he has a very interesting story and insight on this. I'd like to know, does this change anything? What's your take of this? They sent out a poll that had 71% of Republicans have respect and admiration for Jeff Sessions. Now, I don't know if that translates into votes, but that would seem logical to me. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting. We are in our fifth day of the annual holiday food drive. And hey, you know what? Guess what? Our on locations don't stop right here. We still have one more for tomorrow to round out this week. But for right now, we are at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive, right off of the Atlanta Highway. Make sure you come by and see us. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock getting as many donations as we possibly can to drop off to the Montgomery Area Food Bank right before the Thanksgiving holidays. Help us help out the needy families of the River Region. Lots of families are not fortunate enough to have an array of food and a feast for the holidays, and we are trying to remedy that. So come see us in our Blue Water Broadcasting Sprinter van. We'll be here until 1. Brown Tire and Automotive right off the Atlanta Highway, Ashburton Drive. We'll see you when you get here.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two 7-2-9-2-2-8. Going back to my youth. Got a good reason. Okay, let's continue on with Jeff Sessions and Tucker Carlson. Jeff Sessions is going to say something about he supports Trump completely. Listen to how Tucker, who did an excellent interview with us, by the way, how Tucker kind of asked a poignant question.
Your tenure at the Department of Justice, we can get to that in a minute, but it raised the question of your relationship with President Trump, which I think you addressed fairly directly in a new political ad. I don't know if this has aired anywhere until now, but here it is.
When I left President Trump's cabinet, did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a cross word about our president? Not one time. And I'll tell you why. First, that would be dishonorable. I was there to serve his agenda, not mine. Second, the president's doing a great job for America and Alabama, and he has my strong support.
He has your strong support. Do you have his strong support?
Well, I hope so. I think he will respect my work. I was there for the Trump agenda every day I was in the Senate. No doubt about it. I was the first Republican, first senator to endorse him.
Yes.
We pushed his immigration agenda, his trade agenda, and began to work to a more realistic foreign policy that doesn't get us in endless wars. I think he was right about all three of those.
Yes.
That's where the American people are. And this Republican Congress and the whole Congress needs to listen to that.
Okay, so I tried to cut the spot. I could only get snippets of it. I couldn't get the whole spot. But I thought that was an interesting approach to take, that he is supportive of the Trump agenda. And you're going to find out more when you hear Ed Henry talk about a meeting with Sessions about this. But now he's going to talk about recusal and support of the Trump agenda.
Ironically, you were one of the, by my count, one of the very few people in the administration who agreed with him on his signature issues. Most didn't and worked to undermine them, as we've seen over 3 years. But you got into it on the question of Russia. You recused yourself from the investigation. He was furious about that. He's never stopped complaining. He's recently was complaining about it. Do you regret that decision?
No, I did the thing I had to do under the rules of the Department of Justice. The senior advisors told me that this is what rules require, the regulations required, and I read them, and I don't think there was any out for me. But I know how painful it was for the president. The whole thing was very painful for him, and he saw this as a pivotal moment, but painful and as prolonged as it was, it did clear him of Russian collusion, and I'm certainly glad that finally happened.
He's very popular in the state of Alabama, as you know, and as your ad suggests. You don't want him to come out against you, of course. Are you going to talk to him about it?
Well, I will, and I look forward to having that opportunity. It hadn't been provided at this moment, but I would like to be able to go to the people of Alabama and tell them with all honesty, I believe in this agenda. I was for this agenda before President Trump announced.
That's true.
I supported it when he was president, or when he was running for president. I supported him. And if I return to the Senate, no senator in the Senate will be more effective in advancing President Trump's agenda than I would be.
There is a lot of truth to that. There's a great article, I think in all places it was in Time magazine, where Steve Bannon met with Jeff Sessions, and then Jeff Sessions aided Stephen Miller a long time ago before 2015-2016 cycle and wanted Sessions to run for president. Of course, Jeff was like, I don't know about that. But when Trump came along, all three of those guys, Sessions, Miller, and Bannon, were like, we got our guy.
Right.
So he's right in the sense that he supported this agenda long before Trump came
along. You're going to hear Ed Henry talk about some things to give you some great insight right after the 2012 election, which is where all this kind of started. Okay, let's continue on with our good friend Jeff Sessions on other senators and Trump and the attack by the Democrats.
What about your fellow Republicans who remain in the Senate? Do you think after 3 years they buy the Trump agenda?
Gosh, Tucker, I think some of them are still standoffish. Some of them almost give the impression that maybe he'll just fail or it won't happen and we won't have to deal with it. But ending lawlessness at the border is a bipartisan, overwhelming issue. Standing up to China, defending American manufacturing, standing up against cheating and fraud and abuse is a bipartisan, powerful issue. Trump is right on both of those. And on wars. I saw recently that veterans didn't think military efforts in Iraq were justified by 64%. American people think we are too committed in too many endless wars. President Trump is right about that. So I think this represents some change for the Republican establishment, and many of the Democrats are totally opposed to it. But we should be able to put together a majority. We should drive these issues. We could take it to the American people and name names and show who's for what and make them vote. That's what I'd like to see us do.
Naming names would be a great public service. Quickly, we've moved from Russia to Ukraine. The president apparently is going to be impeached. What do you make of that?
I just cannot see an impeachment case here. It's just been a continuous political attack on him from day one. Things that people have done that are perfectly innocent, I felt some of that myself, or created and twisted to be something evil and improper. And I believe the president has conducted himself in this matter within the law, and I don't believe there's anything close to an impeachment case. I think the Democrats will basically vote it looks like, slink away, and let the Senate reject it.
Good job, Jeff. He kind of got it down there. I like the way he did that. Let me go to a break. Going to go to the Ed Henry interview, which is very, very interesting.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry.
Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump lashing out as House Democrats get ready to hold public impeachment hearings next week.
This is just like the Russian witch hunt. This is just a continuation.
The president speaking to reporters before heading to Georgia for a rally, also saying he didn't want to give credibility to a corrupt hunt when he ordered his acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, not to appear before a House committee today despite a subpoena. Democrats calling no-shows a sign of obstruction. And a death at a popular chain restaurant in Massachusetts, a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Authorities say that one employee was preparing a powerful cleaning agent in the restaurant's kitchen area, smelled those fumes, and left the building. A second employee stayed behind to try and clean up, but was soon struck with these symptoms, including extreme nausea.
Fox's Molly Lyon, that worker died. At least 10 others were sickened. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from
Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Big change of reality today as much cooler air is in place with cold front number one. We've got another more drastic cold front arriving on Tuesday. Today, breezy, much cooler. High temperature up to about 58. North winds at 12 to 22 will make it seem colder. Then tonight, mostly clear and cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 36 with patchy frost first thing in the morning. Tomorrow's high 61, sunshine, then upper 30s Saturday night. Nice day Sunday, high 69. Chances some showers by Monday night into Tuesday morning as a second cold front moves through and then drastically colder behind that front. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Have you noticed that on Fox, that MSNBC is advertising on Fox?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of just something that they were going to do like one or two days of. It's been going on for a week now. And so you're watching Fox and Friends in the morning. They do this, Brian Williams and MSNBC, where the news really happens. I was like, really happens? Is that like, are you accusing Fox of doing something wrong?
Fox is happy to take their money.
Yeah.
It doesn't think it's that much of a threat.
So the phones, let's go to Josh. Josh, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how we doing today?
The guy is such a nice guy, they named a bottle of wine after him.
I love it.
How are you?
Oh, doing well. Just running around, going to a couple doctor's appointments.
Are you here or are you there?
I'm here, and I'm going to go visit my folks for a little bit, and I didn't get a chance to call in yesterday when I was listening. Did you ever get a definitive answer on the difference between a yam and a sweet potato?
You tell us what the definitive answer is.
Well, most yams are sold as a soft-skinned sweet potato, a smaller sweet potato. A yam's actually, they're both tubers, but they're mostly grown in like West Africa. They're more of a starchier, almost like a regular like Yukon Gold potato without the sweetness of it. But yeah, in the United States, most yams are small sweet potatoes with a soft skin. There's hard skin and soft skin. But yeah, they're actually required to label them now as yams sold as sweet potatoes or sweet potatoes sold as yams. But yeah, the traditional yam is more like a steak potato that you would eat.
A yam is tougher or is it more tender?
Yeah, it's more of a starchier. It's got the actual coating, the outside of it, the skin of it is more kind of like a brownish, like tree bark.
Uh-huh.
The inside, the fibers tissue on it is more white, starchy, like, for example, if you cut open like a Yukon Gold potato, you get that white, starchy looking
Right.
Where as a normal sweet potato, you have the orange, softer flesh in it.
So you said something I did not know. So sweet potatoes came from Africa?
No. Yams.
Oh, yams came from Africa.
Correct. Yeah, they're mostly, I think the last statistic I looked like, 95% of what we receive is grown out of West Africa.
Oh, wow. So I'm learning something new today, Josh.
Yeah, you always teach me something, so I figure I'd return the favor.
I like that. So how long are you going to be in town?
Right now for a pretty good bit. I just got done doing an MRI. I have a little situation going on with a foot. I think I might have an infection getting into the bones. So.
No, Josh, no.
Yeah, I don't know where or how or, you know, what caused it, but there was some fluid building up and a dark shadow on the x-ray that the podiatrist I got worked into really quick, thanks to a friend, was really concerned about. So I should have the results here within the next 30 minutes and you know, get a good consult and figure out where we're going to go from there. So I'm kind of on the DL list right now.
There you go. Well, do this when you get, you know, don't do it on the air, but just call back and let us know what the outcome is.
Oh, absolutely.
So they saw a shadow on a x-ray?
Yeah, in the bone, and there was some fluid retention in between, like, the metatarsal joint.
Was your white cell count high?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I want you definitely to call me back when you get that result.
Absolutely, I certainly will. What are you doing for game day? You got any
Let's see, yeah. Okay, so the game is at 2:30. So
right.
that's going to get ribs from Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's going to get queso, salsa, and guacamole, and, of course, Corona.
Oh, yes, sir. Can't go wrong with that.
And then the late game, which I'm not sure which one's the later game. I haven't mapped that part out. That will get steak.
Okay.
Steak and Josh and peppers from Sweet Creek.
That sounds delicious, Dan. Well, yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to call and check in with y'all, and as always, enjoy the show, and we'll be talking to you soon, my friend.
Okay, let us know what the outcome is, Josh. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Josh.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let me go to JD. JD, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am really, really, really good. You know why?
Oh,
because it's Friday. TGIF and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, I have a question that has almost been kind of like a conundrum, and most of the time when this question gets tossed around, people say, well, that's because the media is biased. But when I ask you this question, has no reference to the media. What they are trying to charge Trump with, Joe Biden outright did in a confession on TV. If it is truly criminal, why has he not been prosecuted? I mean, forget the media. I understand the media is not covering it because they're biased. But how come he has not been prosecuted to this point?
Because nobody's looked into it. They refuse. The words out of their mouth will be, and Trump falsely accuses Joe Biden of doing something. And so that's their narrative. They don't want it to look at, but I got a sneaking suspicion that we may have something coming down on the Ukraine stuff fairly soon.
I really hope so, because, I mean, the man openly and admittedly on TV said that he withheld money until they fired the prosecutor, and that was out of his mouth.
Right, but he's saying that he did that to try to stop corruption in Ukraine, not to save his sons. But there's going to be some emails that are going to come out that are going to show that he did know that Hunter was on the board and that there were some conversations about we've got to do something about this.
Well, Hunter said on an interview that his dad knew he was on the board. And they had talked about it before he actually went on the board. That was out of Hunter's mouth.
I didn't see that. What interview was that?
They showed it on Fox the other day, but it wasn't one of the Fox News interviews. It was
the ABC one?
It may have been, but they sat down with Hunter Biden because they kept trying to bail Hunter Biden out. They kept softballing him questions and twisting what he was saying because he kept saying things that were getting him in more and more trouble. And he said, yes, my father knew, of course. And yes, they hired me because I'm a Biden, but everybody knows I'm a Biden. The name is worldwide.
Yeah, I think you're referring to the, I think it's the ABC interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he flat out said that.
I didn't get out of that interview that he said that his dad knew. I said that he did say, of course, Burisma knew that I was a Biden and I was a vice president's son. But he just kind of like, yeah, that was obvious. But then he did say, they were asked the question, would you have gotten the job without being a Biden? He said, probably not.
Well, I remember that. But I do remember him referencing a part where him and his father sat down and talked about possible implications and how to be careful with all this going on. And before he took the board and how he needed to be tactful about it. I mean, and that's not a direct quote from the interview.
Yeah, I remember that being the only conversation we had was he said, do you know what you're doing? And he said, I do.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Well, hey, you know, I'm geared up for some great games tomorrow.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a wonderful day, and I think you had the best idea on what you plan on doing for game day. I might have to relay that to my wife, and we need to make it happen on our end as well.
Well, let me tell you something. You need to call Sweet Creek Farm Market if you're going to get the ribs, and it's 280-3276. Tell them you're a Dan Marr Show listener. It's going to be $16 for a slab of ribs. I think they're normally $20 or something, but it's a great price. It's a super high-quality rib.
Outstanding. All right, well, I enjoy it. Y'all have another good one.
You too. Papa B, Papa B. How are you, my friend? Speaking of Sweet Creek Farm Market.
I'm doing just fine. I got my Boston butt ordered, and then I go down Saturday and get it. You know, Mama D is doing a Bible study. I didn't know this, but she has a 10 o'clock meeting Saturday, and I don't know how long it's going to last, so I might have to put off doing the gift basket one more week.
So when are you going to pick up your Boston butt, or are you just going to go buy your Boston butt and give your wife the card?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to... we're going to go down together, but I'm picking up the Boston butt tomorrow at noon. And then we're going to go down together, either when she gets through with her little meeting or next Saturday. So, but I'll keep you posted.
Please keep me posted, my friend.
Make sure you know. You know, say what you will about Jeff Sessions, but this man is a savvy... a heavy politician, boy. I tell you, that's the reason I love him, because he can neuter an argument before it even starts. And what he did last night, basically, is he neutered Donald Trump from any criticism that he might have of him and any opposition that he might have to Sessions. You know, by really going in and saying, look, I didn't write a book. I didn't write, you know, I haven't done anything to the Trump agenda, and I fully support it. Well, what is President Trump going to say about that? Nothing.
Yeah, let me tell you something, and you're going to get this out of the Ed Henry interview I'm about to play, or some pieces of that. I don't think Donald Trump wishes harm to Jeff Sessions for his candidacy for U.S. Senate. He basically wants Doug Jones out of there.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, of course. And so, but what I'm thinking about, I wonder about here is Sessions going to siphon any of that hot blooded support of Roy Moore's away?
No.
During the no.
No.
So okay. Well.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When a Roy Moore voter shows up at the polls, they're there to vote for Roy Moore. They're not.
Okay.
When you look at polling stuff on him, it's not like, oh, yeah, okay, I might vote for Roy Moore. It's like, I'm going to vote for Roy Moore. And the others are kind of, you know, I like Bradley Byrne, or I like John Merrill, or I like, you know, so and so. But the Roy Moore voters are passionate.
Yeah, okay, I got that too. I just, you know, was hoping, I suppose, that it would sort of cool that crowd down just a little bit so that he wouldn't, so that we could kind of be insured that Roy Moore wouldn't make the runoff, okay? Be between Sessions and somebody else, maybe, if there is a runoff. Do you think there probably will be?
Yes, I think it's difficult. I think it's difficult to have four strong candidates in the race and not have a runoff.
You got any suspects about who those two would be yet?
Well, it depends a lot of how much they evenly split up the vote. If you have the vote is kind of lopsided with one of the main three, then I think you could have that person and Roy Moore or two of the stronger-willed Republicans. And I put in one category you have Bradley Byrne, John Merrill, and Jeff Sessions. And
okay.
And Tuberville. So
right.
How much does Tuberville, you know, handle this? Tuberville was actually mentioned by Donald Trump today in that presser when he was going to the thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But it, you know, how is that vote going to be divided up? If it's even, then I would say that puts Roy Moore in a runoff. If it's not, and you have two strong Republicans out of the four, then I think you've got something different.
I got you. Do you think Sessions beats Tuberville? Beats Roy Moore in a runoff?
That's a great question. Let me tell you something. The runoff that Doug Jones won, that Roy Moore won in, if you think about it, all you're doing is going to the polls that day for that runoff. There was basically nothing else on the ballot. So
right.
He had a distinct advantage to do that. That is not going to be the case here. You have the second congressional district that will have at least five candidates in it, three of which are pretty strong candidates.
Right.
And so we can kind of see, you know, where that kind of goes from here. I mean, you've got Brian Taylor's wife, who has probably one of the best videos I've seen out for a campaign, opening campaign video. It's great. You have a guy named Jeff Coleman from Dothan, who my family knows, who says he is a great guy. You have Troy King that's there. I think Barry Moore and any of the others are kind of washes. But I think those three, the three titans out of that thing, I think two of them will probably be in a runoff.
One other question.
Sure.
Do you think that Roy Moore has, the support has softened or has lessened?
That's a great question. It's interesting. Somebody asked me that, and I was on my second glass of wine when I answered this. I tell you what I think happened. I think that when you look at the numbers on Roy Moore, you had a lot of people that voted for Doug Jones that were Republicans that didn't want to have Roy Moore in there. You had a whole bunch of people that voted for Roy Moore and they were holding their nose. Because when you got down to Luther Strange and Roy Moore on the ballot, and it was just the two of them, that turnout was low, and that's what did Luther Strange in, because his sheer numbers were big. But now you've got Donald Trump on the ballot this time, and you are going to have a huge turnout. You have the first congressional district, second congressional district that are open, and that is going to be huge. And so you're going to get a big old turnout from there. Mo Brooks has got a competition.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mo Brooks has competition, but he'll win it straight up.
Yeah. Well, there was that other dynamic that was taking place during that runoff, and that was, you know, Mitch McConnell's support of Luther Strange, which, you know, kind of undermined him in some ways, in my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Every election and race and every time you run it is different. You know, history doesn't repeat itself, but sometimes it rhymes. You know, so I don't know. I just don't know if the base support for Moore is still there, like it has been in the past, which is that 250,000 number that you keep talking about. I don't know if they're still going to turn out for him in that kind of, not that many. Well, and that's what I'm really wondering about.
They may still turn out for him at the strength level of 200, 220,000. The question is, will the Republican primary bring in a million voters? And if they bring in a million voters, and that 200 to 220,000 becomes lower. And then, then you know, and I could see us do a million votes.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for kind of chatting with
me. Edumacating you?
Edifying me.
Edumacating. Yeah, I'm a gadget.
All right, Dan. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Papa B. Have a great weekend, my friend. Red Top, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Just a notation for you guys. In 2016, there were 860,652 votes cast in the Republican primary. Of that number, Donald Trump got 43% at 373,721. Ted Cruz came in second with 181,000. Little Marco, 160,606. Now, think about what people were thinking about Donald Trump at that time in March of 2016. You had the Iowa caucus, which he came in second behind Carson, but it was a tight second. He won big time in New Hampshire. He stomped him in South Carolina. Then they did the Super Tuesday. And so he was, if you remember, there were a whole bunch of states that were happening during that time. And we had, you know, people weren't paying attention to Trump like they are now.
Right, right.
And now he is much more in the attention of people. He is much more like, percentage-wise, by Republicans. So I could see the Republican vote, because one thing, there's an anxiety level. I want to go out and do something to show my support for Donald Trump. And voting is one of the ways you can do it. So I think you could hit a million people. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
Good Friday to you, my friend.
Man, I'm ready for the game tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful, nice day. Nice and crispy, and it's going to be a hell of an event.
I know. I reset my fire pit, all ready to go. hopefully the weather's going to be nice enough. I can put a throw over us and have a fire pit and watch it on TV.
Oh, it'll be great. I have to say that Jeff Sessions, the clips I've heard were very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did a good job on that. And even though I disagree with a lot of his policies, especially on the drug war, which he was a complete idiot, that's no longer an issue. I would vote for him up against Doug Jones any day.
Yeah, that's everybody.
And against Roy Moore any day. And so we'll just have to see how it goes. And I agree with you. The turnout's going to be phenomenal compared to what it was between Doug Jones and Roy Moore. So I still have mixed feelings whether I'm glad he's getting in or not, but the point is winning more than anything, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's top to bottom. I think that's what Donald Trump wants. That's what Red Top wants. That's what Joey wants. That's what Dan wants.
Yes. May I switch over quickly?
You go wherever you want to go, my friend.
I'm glad I watch international news because that's the only place I'm going to get news besides y'all these days because American news is just monolithic. Saw a lot of clips on the NATO or the anniversary of the Berlin Wall going down.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of clips of Mike Pompeo, which he is excellent. This man knows what he's doing. He does a good job of representing our country and puts out a very strong will. Macaroni and the Europeans were just whining like a bunch of children, about, oh, gosh, NATO's been weakened and all this stuff. Well, it's their own damn fault, and they acting like they don't have enough money to support it and all that. And, you know, Obama and NATO let Turkey get away, wouldn't you say?
Well, there's something more behind that, and the problem is the economy in places like France and the UK. I had a friend of mine just came back from the UK, and they said it was the best bargain going because of the conversion rate of the pound and the euro, and he said just things are slow. They want your business, and he went in, bought, you know, clothes, suits, and all sorts of stuff there, and he said it's like I stole it.
Yeah.
Not to mention,
and see, Europe now with their probably 5 or 6 million Muslim refugees, they were already giving so much away, it was stupid, and taxing the people 70%. They've been doing cap and trade for 20 years. They fell for that. So they do not have the money to run this giant welfare society. And the EU government structure is so massive. It's absurd. There's so many people in that government for the amount of people there are in Europe. If I was people in Europe, I'm going, man, we're getting raped on this stuff because there's so many presidents and secretaries, and they all have great positions and jobs and offices and salaries, and don't get a whole hell of a lot done, do they?
Yes, and let me tell you something. It is really remarkable that we have these tariffs that are going on, and we have the economy that we have right now. And, you know, if this China